5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Our Alexa picks up what's happening on our Ring. And I was in the kitchen and I heard the Ring go and it was like 8 Girl Scouts. And I'm like, oh no, they found me. And they were like, hey, we're Troop 617. And I was like, just take all my money and give me the, can we just not record this? This is embarrassing how many I'm buying.
I'm going to stick some cash through the mail slot. Leave the cookies.
Yeah, leave the cookies on the door. Also, I always tell my kids, because they'll say rude stuff when we're on walks, because I don't know if you have kids, but they're rude.
Yeah.
You know, anybody over the age of 10, and if you think it's not your kid, you're wrong. They're rude. And so we're walking, and like my rude children that don't own homes will say something critical about a home.
No. Nope.
And I'm like, first of all, we're on their Ring app. Dummy.
Yeah.
Like, I look like a jerk parent and you're being rude. They're like, the house paint job isn't very good. I'm like, you painting it? All over our neighborhood is just me reprimanding my children. Are you guys on our podcast right now?
Are we podcasting?
We're podcasting. I'm fired up already, you guys.
I would honestly use that as a learning device and be like, well, you don't want that paint job. You better become a baby doctor or an orthodontist. Okay?
Yeah, that's what I say.
You force them into medical school.
Then they're like this. Then they're like, oh God, because I'm breaking down like how much it costs to live in certain places and that not every place is created equal. And the overhead cost of having children.
Yeah. You see the sun?
Exponential.
You see the sun in the sky? If you want more of that, you got to get an advanced degree.
That's right. And I'm like, you know how much we paid for just last month to have your tooth pulled because it was uncomfortable and you had like, I could have just done it the old way and yanked it out, but we went to a dentist.
I couldn't do that.
$110.
That's it?
And he didn't even have to use anything. He put his...
Hold on, because we're getting it done on the 14th.
No, because she's got to make room for a retainer. Same. That's different.
No, that's why we're getting them pulled, because for orthodontia...
No, that's what I'm saying. That's different. Eleanor just had a loose tooth.
Oh.
But it was painful, and she had to do standardized testing, so I was like, all right, look, that thing doesn't look like it's going to come out on its own anytime soon, and if she messes with that thing and pushes it to the side like a diving board anymore, I'm going to barf at breakfast.
Well, that is the difference between parents of today and parents of the 80s, because I could have had like a femur fracture, a compound fracture, standardized testing. I would have had to walk to school and they'd be like,
my mom would have been like, I'm a school teacher. Your leg could be shaped like a question mark and you're going to sit through that testing.
Absolutely. You got to get there.
I don't know what you think. You're not going to miss school unless I had like 108 temperature. And still she was like, I think you can wait till the nurse sends you
home. If anybody asks, you're not hot. Okay?
Yeah, you're fine.
You're
fine.
Sweaty.
I know. I'm like, but I think I'm contagious.
We had a really early morning like award ceremony at the school. And
God, what are they doing to parents?
Oh God. Well, I think they do that so you can go into work late. It's better than doing it at like 10:30.
I know. Or my son's games, which are at 2 p.m.
How are you going to get there?
I don't know, but a lot of people do, and it makes me think, what are you doing for a living?
Working remotely?
Yeah, I guess.
Sales? I don't know.
They've got their laptop on their lap. They're like, I'll do a televisit.
Background, nobody knows. You mute, nobody knows you're in the stands. It's genius.
Sorry, buddy, take it to second base. I think what I'm looking at is basically you have a tumor on the left side.
Did you have your hand up, your literal hand up? I'm really proud of this team.
Good job.
And how focused everybody is on sales for this quarter.
Yeah. I'm just going to block myself out of this Zoom call real quick. Oh, God.
I'm having technical difficulties.
You guys, we're doing great. We're at the My Mom So Hard podcast. Thanks for listening. If you've come out to a live show, we just did a bunch of shows in April. Thank you for coming
out. We're adding a bunch this fall, so go check out the website. Going out again They're in on October. There now. Yeah. And will you do us a favor? I'm going to start doing this because I heard...
I thought you were asking me. I was like, you know I will.
She will. It's just, I don't ask her for favors anymore. I just tell her, guess what I need you to do?
And she's like, right then and there.
Rate, review, and subscribe. So go subscribe to our YouTube page because we've got all these like...
Oh yeah, we're doing like
you can watch
shorts.
The whole thing. You can watch shorts of your
favorite...
We're going
to do one where we wear shorts.
Oh, I got to work out. I got to do lunges.
No. I think that's the opposite of what we need to do.
So
I'm going to put
go
micro
subscribe
shorts
on YouTube. You can watch the whole podcast on there. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. But also, if you have a question for us, you can put it in the reviews, the podcast reviews.
Oh.
So if you want to send us a mom box, you can put it in the review. If you have a request for an episode, please put it in review, like a topic you'd like us to cover.
You mean a review when you review the podcast or like on the comments on the YouTube?
No, review on the podcast because they look and see how many reviews you've had. So give us 5 stars and then say, Kristen and Jen, I really want you to talk about this part of
life. I love where your head is. You're crowdsourcing. I'm so into it.
And it's good. It's good for us because we want to keep this podcast on the air. The more reviews we get, the better. So do that. Send your questions to the reviews and we'll check them.
Guys, we're stepping into the next century. We've almost, I just figured out that
almost
this
at
is
95.
Not on, this
1995.
This is not FM radio. That's the first time I figured, which I kind of wish because I'd be we're going live.
We're playing stacks of tracks. We're having a game here for your morning drive.
7 on your morning drive.
Wooga,
you know what? I love when people send us pictures, ladies send us pictures of them listening to the podcast on their morning drive. I'm like, that feels cool. Man.
I love
that feels
it.
Good.
We had, and gosh, look at me jumping ahead, but
go.
We had a mom box. We'll do it at the end of the show.
Okay.
Because I am going to jump ahead.
First of all, let me just quickly say, go to imomsohard.com if you want to see all the cities and dates that we're doing in October. We also have a couple like outside dates, which is May 11th. We're doing Tulsa.
Yeah.
And then
August.
This is on the DL, but by the time this comes out, it's probably not on the DL. But Nebraska, we are coming to you. We cannot wait. We know things have been so tough with those tornadoes. Our hearts
are Grand Island.
We're coming to Grand Island, probably around October 24th. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that yet.
Is that what it is?
It is. Okay. But TBD, just know that it's in October. We are just waiting for the green light from the venue. But just circle the date, October 24th. Pencil us in. We'll be there. And
we're at that big arena there.
Yeah.
It's very fun.
So we're all of our love and our prayers are going out to all y'all that had to deal with those goddamn tornadoes in Elkhorn, Nebraska. So scary.
Yeah.
And in
Oklahoma too. Getting their asses kicked.
Tornadoes,
guys.
Man. And stop being storm chasers. I can't stop watching, but I don't want to because I think you're going to get sucked up in your Ford F-250.
Oh my God. I don't know about anybody else.
I can't watch those videos. They literally give me nightmares.
We'd hear 40 miles away in Pottawatomie County, which always got hit. I don't know why. There would be a tornado and we'd be like, let's just go down to the basement now.
No, my dad was like, let's go look. That's what you do if you're... If you're my dad and you're like 28 with 3 kids, you're like, you know what you should do instead of go to the storm cellar? Let's see it hit the ground. Those are cool.
And well, I remember being at the mall in Muskogee, Oklahoma for a tornado and my dad and my brother and I had to go into the men's room and seek shelter. I don't know if you know a place that you don't want to get on the ground and hover, but it's a men's room, you guys.
That's
in Muskogee, Oklahoma.
That's you literally wanna... life and death. If you're like our cellar at our fucking... Like acreage.
Was it an old farmhouse like fruit cellar too? You're like,
it was so gross. I was like, I think I'd rather die.
There's
in the
bodies down here for sure.
And it wasn't connected to the house. It was the one that like was built into the ground. And I only saw it one time because there was one tornado that was threat enough for us to have to go into it. And I was like, please, Jesus, that thing better be 30 feet away
just
before we go in. And I waited
spider
and I waited.
Eggs everywhere.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know there was a serial killer here.
Yeah, of course. They hid out.
Anyway,
they dug a tunnel to my
room. Get happy and go hot flash,
well,
Jenny.
Let's go hot flash. Hot flash, hot flash. Hot flash. Okay, so
I like the hot flash first.
I'm surprising Kristen with this one, although we did talk about this person earlier this week just in our regular conversation. And my hot flash for this week is Post Malone.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I just peed a little.
Yep. Okay. So, yeah.
Whenever I pee a little, that means real love.
But, okay, so we weren't talking about him in this context, but I had to do some heavy research. You tell me what you were telling me about him, where you said the Fortnite video, which I've watched 9 million times.
I'm going to start a stir. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to say
I'm going to see your stir, and I'm going to double down. So go ahead.
I'm going to say it. When I watched the video with Taylor and Post Malone, I thought to myself, is there love there? And if there is love there, what does that mean? In the only part of the story that I could make sense of is Post Malone and Taylor Swift. If it's not Taylor and Travis, it's Taylor and Post Malone.
Oh,
and
the story of this song, you mean?
Exploded. I'm sorry. I saw chemistry there.
I think
there's
so.
There's something there. It doesn't make any sense. And then all of a sudden, my heart is beating for Post Malone, and I am watching him at Stagecoach, and I've always been a huge fan. I've always been a huge fan. He confuses me. The face tattoos confuse me. There's something about him that is so available and sort of broken and also so masculine.
Okay, we got to break all this down because I did a serious stalker deep dive. Sorry, Post Malone.
I love him. I love him.
I do love him. And remember, I saw him one time. I saw him.
Yes.
I was buying a key fob in the Gucci store, and there was a very tall gentleman with face tattoos wearing like a Navajo blanket and buying $4,000 and $5,000 belts like by the handful. And I was like, to somebody that works there, because I knew I should have known who he was.
I would have been like, Post Malone. First of all, they would have been like, don't let that lady in Gucci, because she's always eyeballing shit and she never buys anything.
Oh, they were definitely like, ma'am, can we help you? And by that, I mean,
can you get out of our
security
store?
Are you escorted by security?
When I walk into those stores, they're like, this woman's going to steal. Because I feel like I kind of want to steal.
Well,
not fully, but I'm like,
no, they know that. They think everyone.
I'm walking in and I'm like, oh, well, is it that bag is fancy? Can I see that bag? And they're like, nope. And I'm like, good idea. That's probably safe for you.
Yeah, no,
lady
I know.
That works here.
Yeah, don't even touch it. The security guard is literally over my fingers.
Yeah, over. Yeah, I know. I'm like, yeah. I just had Cheetos. Is that weird? Can I touch this?
Yeah.
Bag? No, how much?
Okay. I could never remember his name, but the guy told me who he was, and he was nice to everybody. He's a very big guy. He's like 6'5" or something like that. He's a big dude, which is attractive. But I will tell you, the face tattoos kind of turned me off. I have a lot to say about them.
Of course they do.
I feel like it's representative of childhood trauma.
Of course. Well, I know you read that article. I'll add to what you're going to say, but I think like those face tattoos confuse us in the grill. Speaking of, if I'm not speaking clearly, it's because I have my Invisalign in, and if I don't freaking commit to these finally, they're never going to work. So I'm real spitty right now. But when you get a grill,
endearing.
When you get a grill, I just feel like anytime you alter your face that much, and I'll say with women too, if you alter your face too much of something, I think you're not squared up. You're not where you need to be sort of sometimes.
No, it represents like some hurt.
There's something,
or something
else going on if you're going that big.
He did say, so I've been, because
she's like, I find him attractive. So now I have to like,
now I have
psychoanalyze.
He's getting them removed. A lot of them removed. He's getting them taken off. Okay. So here's what he said. He didn't think he was like attractive or
yes,
good looking,
I read the same
and that
thing.
His face wasn't interesting enough. So he was like, at least people have something interesting to look at, which of course is why he's such like a soulful artist, as he is introspective and tortured a little bit. And that's, you know,
very attractive.
And that's what makes him attractive.
There's also something very sort of gifted to him. He's just naturally,
for sure.
I think he looks at himself and feels nothing but like imposter syndrome. I think he is constantly walking through the world like, how did I get there? How do I deserve this? What's going on? And I think like sitting next to Taylor Swift, it all just made sense. And I know I'm not the only person that felt it. I just saw that video and everything in the back of my head was like,
after watching, right, Delilah made me watch the video, and after watching it, I literally have listened to the song a million times just on constant repeat, like trying to figure, like get to the bottom of the song. But Delilah was like, what do his tattoos mean? Because, you know, in the video, she has his tattoos.
She has his tattoos.
It's so cool. It just gave me chills.
And it's so sexy. And I don't know why. To see, I don't know why. It's also sexy. Was this planned? Am I this easy? Am I such easy bait?
You have no, did you read that text that I sent you? Tell the truth, because I think you're going to freak out if you didn't and I go over this with you. Okay, I'll get to it.
The article?
Yeah, I'll get to it. I'll get to it.
Because I read that he has the face tattoos because he didn't think he was very attractive and that he wanted something beautiful to look at when he looked in the mirror, something interesting for himself, not just for other people.
No, that's true. This is more scandalous, what I'm going to get to. He has PPD is his daughter. He has that big one on his forehead. So I don't know if he's going to get that removed. But so these are some of the things I learned about him. He's a new dad.
Yes.
So he's got like a 2 or 3 year old. Mm. He has like a super secret fiance who's very protective of, very like.
What if it's Taylor?
It isn't Taylor.
What if it is?
I think
her
name's Jamie. I didn't write it down. But
what if it is?
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's not, he has a daughter with this woman. She got him to stop drinking so much.
Yes.
And so did his daughter. He's like, that's how he lost so much weight.
Yep.
Is he's not drinking. He's not doing drugs.
I think he's drinking a little bit.
He's doing like moderated drinking, but he was hardcore.
Well,
like,
yeah. I just think he was smoking and drinking and like living an unhealthy life. And by the way, if you want to pack on LBs, do that for 3 weeks.
Get.
We come back from tour and I'm like, I can't button my pants.
Solid 12 to loose now.
Oh my God. I came back and my pants, like normally I wear very loose jeans because no one wants to fly with tight jeans. But for some reason, well, I can't imagine why. 18 meals of pasta and bullshit
cheese
beige
curds.
Food and
oh my
cheese
God.
Curds. I come back and I look like I have a scar down the middle of me because my pants are so tight.
I know.
That I look like I have like my whole waist is a scar.
I know.
And then when I unbutton, it's like, brr. So he got unhealthy because he was just living unhealthy and now he's living healthy.
And he said he wanted to live a long life for his daughter. And he said,
or his secret.
No, I'll tell you something else interesting about his tattoos. So they were like, where did they come from? Like, who? It was from People Magazine. Like, where did these come from? And he said, you know, some of them are like songs I've written. Some of them are dares or bets that I've lost. And in 2020, he lost a bet to two gentlemen and has their initials tattooed on his body. And those two gentlemen were Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. And so I went, you guys, I did this. I can't believe I did it. I'm in this Gen X Swifties group on Facebook, and I posted a link to the article, and I was like, you guys, is Post Malone the glue person that set them up? Everybody thinks
no. Is that a question mark? Nobody knows who they really set up.
They both acknowledged that there was this person in common. So my favorite one, people are like, no, I don't think that's who it is. My favorite is that it's Andy Reid and Travis or Taylor's dad because they're friends.
Here's what I care about. Post Malone and Taylor Swift.
But I mean, no, but what if Post Malone was like, I love her and I can't be with her, but I want her to be with somebody wonderful, so it's going to be Travis or like some beautiful love story like that.
No.
Nope.
I need it to be.
No, they can't be together. Kristen, don't do this to me. I love Travis too much. And they're both happy, Kristen. They don't know. No, don't do this to them. Don't do this to me.
Hey, man, look, when my husband asked me to marry him, there was no one that was like, hey, I'd like to vie for that hand if you're like, nobody was like starting to dust up over me. Okay.
Secondsies.
Yeah. Like no one was like, if there's anybody at this wedding that would like to not see these two get married.
Kristen
now,
goes, nobody,
nobody. Like, what? Jeez. It feels like, is there not one hidden crush among any of you? Uh-huh. Yes, I'm pregnant. Whatever.
I also, besides that, I think they are respectively happy in their relationships. I really think about what watching that video must be like for Post Malone's fiance and for Travis Taylor's fiance.
I think it's Taylor. Did Taylor have a...
It's not. Her name's like Jamie. She's not the same person, Kristen. He's not engaged to Taylor Swift. Well, we got to think about her feelings in this, okay? And there was a lot of heat between the two of them in that video.
That video. They did more in that video than all the PDA videos I've seen with her and Travis. I'm just saying.
I disagree.
I'd be like, you two can't be friends after we get married. You know, like, yeah, that's the one that got away.
And I will say.
I'm going to start such shit.
No, I know. Yeah. Okay. The moms that we have listening, don't dial your direct contacts, either one of those, and stir shit up. Kristen's just speculating. This is her spank bank. Just that video is Kristen's little spank bank. But
I love
all I
Post
need.
Post Malone, they make sense together. I'm the only person in the universe that would make sense with her, other than why Travis makes sense with her. But
they don't make sense. They don't make sense together.
You didn't Post see him at Malone. Stagecoach. He was perfectly happy there. Stagecoach is so much better than Coachella.
Sure. I don't think, though, that I don't think Post Malone and Taylor are a good fit. I don't think so, especially because he's engaged to somebody else, Kristen, and he has a child with somebody else, and Travis is perfect for Taylor.
Okay, fine.
Let's
I'm
not
just saying,
get derailed, okay?
Here's another
funny little factoid about him, okay? I will stalk your fiancé later, too, if you're listening, Post Malone. And if you are, please DM, please write, review, and subscribe.
And but if you want to come on to the podcast, Post Malone, at any time.
Yeah, we're not caller daddy, but you can call us mommy and feel safe in it. It's
you
not
can
weird
just call us. We don't even have to go on to the podcast.
Mommy. Exactly.
You call me, I'm probably sitting next to her.
Yeah, you'll get both of us.
You want my number?
Really easy. Don't do this again. Don't do this again. Kristen.
I did that. Remember?
I know. I remember.
I accidentally posted my phone number when we first started, and I just became Facebook tech assistance to anybody in Alabama.
And then we were like, you can't put our management's number on there. So she changed it, but didn't turn off the alert everybody that you have new information on your Facebook page. So they got like 200 phone calls to our management office asking if this is where to get a hold of the moms. So.
Because before it was calling me and I'd be like, hello?
I don't think many people knew it was there, but when they got the alert that there was a phone number, they were like,
yeah, just to be clear, the geniuses that Jen and I were when Facebook, when we first started and we hit it skyrocketed, Facebook was like, can you leave a number? And I'm like, sure can. Here's my personal number. Then I got a call at 4 a.m. from, what was her name? Something. Oh, God.
Dixon.
Luann Dixon.
Leanne Dixon. Who just still follows us, by the way.
She called me and she's like, I like you ladies, but I'm getting too many of your videos. Yeah. And I would like to change my settings.
Well,
and
I was like,
you know what? I would like to help you, but it's 4 a.m. here. And she's like, oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm, you know, my son told me not to call you, but I just wanted to fix this situation. Can you call me back in a little bit? And I said, I sure can. So
sounds
I did.
Like
and I
her
helped her change
probably.
Her settings to not see us anymore. That's the God's honest truth.
Her son could have helped. Well, she does, because she does message and stuff that. She likes us,
and I, God bless you. Like, literally, I helped you not follow us anymore. So Post Malone, not hard to find us.
Yeah, easy. And also, I know his real name.
What is it?
Austin Post.
Oh, that's cute. He looks like an Austin.
All right. But you know where he got the name Post Malone?
Where?
I love it. And he's so honest about this. You talk about somebody being genuine. He got it from a rap name generator when he was in high school.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe that?
So I love that.
Of course, I sent our names through
cool.
the rap name generator. You want to hear what
yours? Oh, my God. This is our rap name?
Yep. Okay. So yours for a female rapper is And it does sound very close to your clown name. Chrissy E. And your nickname's Dizzy Grind.
Which Dizzy Grind.
I love that.
Dizzy Grind is how I dance.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, man. Okay, but first of all, my clown name was Chrissy the Clown.
I know. So it's Chris E.
Chris E, okay.
So, yeah.
I like just Chris E.
Honestly, if we're being... Yeah, I think you could go as Chrissy the Clown as your rap name, especially if you're going to do, like, some of that, like, Insane Clown Posse sort of juggalo music. I think you could absolutely do that, right?
Whoa.
What?
Am I going full circle in my life? I just found my hat. That's okay. That's okay. I just got a vision of, like, a cool, like... Like, not what Taylor did with all of the tattoos, but just like a, like an Auguste, like, mouth and clown face. That's could be hot.
Oh, like the anonymous kind of, like the scream, like, face, or?
I don't know what that means. That sounds cooler. I was just thinking of my, of a
I don't know
evolution
any,
of my Chrissy the Clown face.
I know no.
Stand by. I'll do it someday and be on the podcast.
I don't know any clown terminology. I'm sorry if that makes me very uncool or something.
Okay.
To not know how to describe all the different clown face painting, but. I don't know.
Don't worry
I
about it. Sorry. I'll bring it up. I'll bring it on a podcast.
Getting laid in high school to know.
I was trying. I just didn't know clowning was not the way to do it.
You didn't know that was birth control.
I was like, Jesus. My parents were like, keep clowning. And I was like, I'm getting no action.
It wasn't a lot of getting laid. And when it was, it wasn't that great.
Right.
Okay. But here's your hardcore rapper nickname. Hard K Chrissy Kill It Chill.
Hard K Chrissy Kill It Chill?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's pretty good, right?
Hard K, Chrissy Kill It Chill.
Yeah, Killa.
Hard K, Chrissy Killa Chill.
I think Hard K is pretty dope.
Hard K is pretty.
Because I call Dizzy Kristen
Grinder
K.
feels like I don't appreciate that. That feels like somebody's observationally looking at me.
Yeah.
That's Dizzy
just,
Grinder.
That's just when she's had a couple of cocktails and she's
like
on the dance
floor
at a wedding.
And I've been wearing heels for too long. Then they're like, she's going down.
Yep, she doesn't look
Dizzy
like
Grinder.
Her.
Dizzy Grinder. She'll grind on anybody that'll have her.
Just got an inner ear thing. Just be cool. Be cool.
She didn't take Sudafed before we went out. She's
you know how
these...
dogs get that thing as they get older?
Vertigo. Like I look like I'm walking on an angle. But I like, what's the other one? Kill a K?
Yeah. Hard K, Chrissy,
kill a clown.
Kill a
no, kill.
Ooh, kill a clown. No, I think we found it, right? Your new rap name is Hard K, Kill a Clown.
Hard K, Kill a Clown. Clown sounds not as cool as I want it to. Hard K. Okay. Sounds like ketamine, but...
I call her K, so I could be... When she's
you
like...
You do call me K.
When you're like... You're about to mess somebody up, I'm going to go, Hard K coming in hot.
Oh, I like that.
Yep.
Hard K.
Yep, okay.
Anything that calls me hard is cool.
Okay, so want to hear mine?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Mistress Jenny J. Gunshot Flava. It's a lot. That's too much.
That is a lot.
That's like my...
How am I supposed to remember that?
I don't know. My,
wait,
you know
do
what?
Say it again?
It sounds like it's very Nordic because my grandmother was Florence Victoria Claudia Johnson Smedley because you keep like all your surnames. I know.
Did they ask you? They were like, how white are you?
No.
Let's make that name.
We can tell.
You're like, we can tell literally from your voice. I just spit on this. We can tell from your voice that you're...
They're like, Smedley's the most Smedley. English name we've ever fucking read.
Yeah, you're
read.
Like the Swedish, Irish, like lightest person.
The UK
They
calling.
Should just call you Snow.
Yeah. So that's what mine would be. Hard UK.
Hard UK.
So
hard K. Hard UK.
I'm so Northern European. Okay. Mistress Jenny J. Gunshot Flava.
They're really going hard with this gunshot.
I know. I don't need that.
Like hard. Wait, what was the
Here's
first part?
Here's what I would do. Mistress Jenny J. Flava J. I would go Mistress Jenny Flava J.
I like that. Mistress Jenny Flava J.
Yeah.
Sounds a little.
And then the other one they gave me was Jenny J. Malice.
Jenny J. Malice.
I don't know. I like Jenny J's Q.
Jenny
right?
J's Q.
I like Jenny. I like Flava J.
I like Flava J.
I think that's
that
good.
One's good. Okay, so you're Flava J and I'm
Hard K.
Hard K.
Hard K, Flava J.
Coming in.
For your morning ride into work.
We're 104.7 in
we'll
the morning.
We'll be flipping those statuettes.
Yeah, we really need the third collar. You're going to get free tickets to this weekend's comedy festival
oh
in Sacramento.
God. If you're old, this is so funny, you guys. If you're young, you're like, what's radio?
Yeah, they're like, what is that? Oh, God. They don't know. They don't know what it's like to turn a dial in a car.
No, all they've known is Spotify, you guys. They've never, is it Spotify or what's the, ooh.
Look at you. Is that my dad?
Celebrate Mother's Day with a gift. Use code MOM15 for 15% off.
Is that ours?
No.
Oh, because no, I'll tell you who gets to me more than anybody is damn Temu. I don't know what kind of code breakers those assholes are.
No, but that's
they're
the whole,
listening to us. No, they're going to send me a shirt and they're going to be like, we found one that says hard K. And I'm going to be like,
oh, that you will.
Killer K, what am I?
That's the problem everybody has with Temu is like they're Chinese spies or something and they're getting into all your stuff.
I got all that shit for Eleanor's birthday for so cheap. I was like, oh my spy God. Away.
Decorations?
You're not going to be thrilled with anything you say. See.
I do have to say, I don't want to hover on Taylor Swift for too long.
I want to hover on Post Malone.
Okay.
And but, Taylor Swift.
Delilah is going to do a Taylor Swift era's birthday party for her first sleepover. So we are already, we have a Pinterest board already started. She has a folder where she's doing sketches.
Yeah.
And I did look up tents. You guys rented tents for the sleepover.
Eleanor had, so, you know, one of the things about being on the road is like, that our kids have had to pivot sometimes, and that's tough. It's it doesn't matter to them what we do. It matters that like it's a little inconvenient for them at times. But I always say like, if I were a doctor or if I were, you know, a medical rep flying around the country, okay, I would have to go to this thing, right?
Yeah. And so if you are a brain surgeon, when you come home, your kid will go, oh,
but
you
weren't there.
Want to spend time in my soccer game with me?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter what.
Right. You're never doing it right.
Yeah.
So Eleanor was super cool because she delayed her birthday party for me for 3 weeks so we could be back and I could pull it off when I was home. Because at one point, I was trying to have my husband do it. And I was like, she wants a sleepover. Mm-mm. And then I was like, That's not going to work. And I'm going to.
He didn't put candy in that pinata that one time. There's no way I'm trusting him with any of that, especially where there's like a concept for it. She had a very clear.
Yes. Eleanor sent me, we are now in the space where she sent me like her vision board.
Yes.
And she was like, just a couple things I want to put in front of you. I would like things to be sage green. I only want 4 people total. This is the mood board. It's cottage core. I'd like to go with, remember, I'm not into bright colors. I'm now more into like moody earth tones.
And a husband is going to see that and they're going to be like, okay, pajamas and pizza.
Yeah,
okay,
my
great.
Husband,
got it.
She goes, I want tents. I knew what she meant. My husband went and got the Coleman. I was like, that is not what she wants. That is,
no.
She does not want to go bass fishing. She wants cool, like high-end tents looking.
That's the thing. It's like the fancy, it's right on like Instagram.
Their
and
Pinterest party.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I did look at building these myself because I am one of those people that I will kill myself trying, but we didn't have the time. So I did find this lovely company that comes to your house and listen, I got a taste of how the other half lives. I was like, wait a minute. So I just pay you and you come in and you set all this up with the color scheme that I have picked. And then I look like such a baller because I paid $14 per girl for a set of pajamas, slippers, and a headband to go on the said with the mat. They bring the mattresses and the pillows and the blankets. I mean, it's all done for you.
Yeah.
Is it cheap? Absolutely not. But I didn't get to have cheap because I had to do it last minute.
Right.
But it was just 4 and we cleared out the, it looked so beautiful. She was so happy. Every picture looks like a postcard. And I was like,
it does.
So you're telling me after 11 years, I could have just been paying someone instead of trying to get together my own Fortnite party at a local park and having to rent Andy Gump because there's not public bathrooms.
I'm sorry, I'm like, just go behind the tree. Same amount, by the way,
if not less. I spent less because I wasn't doing things like last minute and we weren't like, and it was so hard. Colin and I have always done it the hardest way possible, all ourselves, literally at local parks, which I think there's some charm, especially where there's, I think things go overboard. But this one, I was like, I want her to have this sleepaway. Yeah. And also, one of her little besties, Charlie, is moving back to New York. And so they're at the age where it paid off. It wasn't lost on them. They came in and it was like, oh my God, this looks like a Pinterest board. And yeah. Oh my God, I want my satin jammies. And
it did. And Hard K showed me the photos.
And
I think that's a great idea.
I said, show it to Delilah. They've got an Eras Tour one.
Literally, it has nothing to do. Tents have nothing to do with the Eras Tour. But what's so cute is they each have, and with Delilah being younger and it being like little girls who are maybe on their first like sleepover, I was like, that's like a nice little safe place for them to be.
Yep.
But they're all together.
Yep.
And so, you know me, I'm the cheapest bitch out there. Flavor J likes a good deal.
I'm going to be coming over making tents. So, but then I'm going to keep, because I'm hard cat, I'm going to keep those tents and we're going to rent them out.
Well, we're not going to make them, but you can get four for $90.
Where?
On Amazon. They're smaller. They're not big like those. Oh, that's
why. We had to go like, not adult size, but they're 11. They're fifth graders.
These are for littler girls. You know, they're younger.
That's actually a good deal. We're going to keep them.
I'm going to keep them or I'm going to, I don't know.
Rent them.
Rent them out, parties. Sell them. I don't know.
We need three parties and we're in the
paid
black.
For that. So here's what I'm going to do also. So the four for 90 and then you can get on Temu these, they're kid size. So again, we're talking 8-year-olds mostly. Delilah's turning 9. I think one of the girls is 7 also. So like, it's only 8 because they each are going to pick an era for their tent.
Oh my God, I was like, I need to make 3 calls and be done.
So, but she, you can order on Temu. I think it's like 5 for $60, the mattresses.
Oh yeah. That was the other thing.
Blow up things. Yeah. And then I'll just use like old sheet on top of them or whatever. But, so we're going to make each one. The different eras, like decorations for it.
And then are you going to have one that is just a Post Malone tent? And it has all of his tattoos on the side. And then it's just this big question mark. Is it like...
I am obviously going to be in the Travis Kelce tent all night.
You need to mind your business. You can't have that around those... You got to have that.
Nah,
you need to put your tent in your room, ma'am. That's where... The Travis Kelce tent needs to go.
Delilah has so little interest in boys that she was watching the second Twilight movie last night. And she goes, I don't like it when they do that. And I go, what, kiss? She goes, yeah. I like it when they kiss.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah. If it's fast, that's how you're supposed to do it. But when it's slow and they don't move, but their lips make a lot of noise. I was like, well, when you put it that way, that sounds super gross.
Yeah until it's not. Eleanor used to think that too. She'd be like, gross. And now she's like, how many of these did they make? Like 18 of these?
I'm going to watch them all.
I know. I'm going to watch them all. And and then her eyes will get real big and she like loses herself and she's like watching them make out and I'm looking at her and she's like, don't judge me.
No, that's me. That's me. I'm like, pause that movie if I walk out of the room.
I'm going to rewind it and see if anything happens down there.
I don't want to miss that vampire.
Yeah.
I know.
But God, they have a lot of movies. I think they all ended up 42.
I don't know how, but the second one's the only one that's not streaming. I had to buy that shit.
I know.
Not
that's how they get you,
that.
Right? They release like 6 and they don't release number 2 and you're like.
But if you don't go to number 2, you don't know who Taylor
you
Lautner.
Don't know.
And here
Speaking
I am.
Of,
everything comes back to Taylor Swift, which is never wrote a bad thing about Taylor Lautner, just saying. Good guy.
Good guy and married a woman named Taylor. I know too much. I've got to get back to parenting.
Also, I am looking for like a Jake Gyllenhaal pinata for this party.
He's like the guy. He's the villain until this other dipshit that
Joe
Alwyn. Paying too much attention to him.
They were together for like 5 years.
No.
Oh,
the crabby,
Healy?
Yeah,
Maddie
the little
Healy?
Shithead that like showed up to a concert and was like looking like he smelled something bad. I just wanted to slap him.
Oh my God, I know.
I don't like his hair.
Partly it's that he's British and there's just a vibe. Joe Alwyn, also British. Come back down home. You can't get more KC than Travis. Don't talk about
it. Once you get Austin, which is getting weird. And Austin and Nashville aren't that different. Just saying.
I don't like what you're saying right now.
If only they would create music together that really attacked our souls. If only they could.
No, they did.
Taylor and I was just gonna say. Like,
I've listened to it so much. I don't know if I'm okay. I really
love it so much. They have so much chemistry. It's undeniable. But I'm like, what's Travis thinking? He's like, it's cool.
He's like, hey, wait. Travis is just a Labrador retriever. God bless him. That guy is just like, he's a happy, loyal, sweet.
Did you hear?
Hot as fire. Oh, Jesus. Fire.
Can I just tell you, he was on, now I'm not going to say it right, because there's like a that Santino guy who's on Best Bad Friends and then also has 3,000 other, are you listening to me?
God damn it.
You. Yeah, is that what you're on?
Don't worry about it.
See, you're not listening to me. You're looking at
Timu. You didn't read that thing that I sent you.
Yes, I did. I just quoted it back to you. He looked in the mirror and said, I need something interesting.
I sent you the wrong one.
I read part of it.
Okay.
So wait, what was I just talking? Oh, so Travis Kelce was on Santino's
podcast,
and he forgot to wear underpants.
Oh, God. This is a long time ago. Tell me about it and talk slow.
Okay. So evidently, it's a video, too. And they had a video of it, and Travis is wearing shorts, and his boys keep going left to right. And so,
are they shorts?
They're short shorts. Travis Kelce, you know, if he could wear micro shorts, would he is like a, he's a fashionista. That guy's gonna do. So he wore short shorts. His jiblies were the ornaments were going left to right, and then so they put a Kansas City Chiefs logo over the video. And it's been talked about on TikTok nonstop because it's so funny.
How big's the logo? I'm just curious.
I don't know. I just think Santino was like, hey, we can't use this video because your balls are all over it. Which, don't you think that's who Travis Kelce is? And it's fantastic.
He's absolutely who he is.
Yes. And I love him and I hope the best for all of them. I'm just saying.
Well,
if a love song comes out that's an anonymous love song as they're getting engaged and all of a sudden things are disrupted. You heard it here
somebody
first.
Somebody says, when they get married, then you would be okay with Post Malone going, I object.
Fuck yes.
You just want that story, but you got to think about the real life fallout from that.
Oh, God, give me a break. And the fallout would be like 25 broads would fall from the sky and make Travis Kelce feel better.
Hold on. With fallout, I just keep thinking about that Kansas City Chiefs logo.
Yeah, and the fallout happened. It was on Santino's podcast. Like, everybody would be fine.
Well, when they were at the, Travis and Taylor were at the, that fundraiser, auction in Vegas.
I've heard all about it, but I haven't seen it.
I've seen a lot of fan videos about it. It's so funny because he gets up there. Of course, he's had all these like gin and tonics or whatever
God bless him.
And they're both having a great time. You know, they just came from a hotel room because he can't stop kissing her shoulder.
Shut up, you weirdo.
Oh, I'm weird? I'm just talking your language, dirty, dirty birdie. But like, he gets up there and he starts singing and you can hear Taylor lean over to somebody next to her and goes, I told him not to sing. I told him not to do that. It's so good.
Like fast forward 20 years when she's like, it stopped being funny.
At like, their kid's wedding when she's like,
Jesus Christ, Travis.
I am the professional singer here. Why are you singing,
what
Travis?
What are you doing, Travis? Stop handing me lyrics. They don't rhyme. I don't want to sing it. Stick to what you know. Catch the ball. Be on ESPN, but let me sing the love songs.
Oh, my God.
Post Malone.
Can I say one more thing about them getting set up? And then I do have a mom box for us. But if Andy Reid and her dad set them up, that is the realest thing ever because
it is a good
Andy
thing too.
Reid would know if Travis was a good guy or not.
Yeah.
Very well.
That's a very arranged situation. And you know, everybody like we all act so shocked by arranged marriages, but they're the most successful. And it's because the parents have the kids' best interests at heart. Like they really do. Like in cultures where there are arranged marriages, they're like not just looking at like some beast for their kid. They're looking at both sides going like, do we like the families? Do you think they're going to like each other? And it actually works. My parents never tried to set me up with anybody. I think they were going to think I was a lifetime virgin because I was so into clowning, but that was only for high school.
Well,
then I went into theater arts.
Boy, I wish my parents would have been like, no, not the guy with the face tattoos.
Yeah.
No.
Or
the guy with the huge bank account.
Yeah. My parents were not. I think they were like, you're not ready. I was like, I'm 32.
Okay. They're not ready.
Yeah. This they're guy's not, ready. Not ready. They're like, calling off the pitch to the guy. They're like, you know, my parents, when I met Colin and we had like our first date, both of my parents at two different times were like, don't screw this up. And they weren't being funny. They were like,
they said it to you.
Yeah. Aww. Not to him. Because still, even when I say, and I'm 100% right, and my husband has hurt my feelings, they will say something that's so diplomatic. And I'm like, where was that? And it's like, you need
something
to get
diplomatic, like, don't screw this up.
Yeah, like, you need to get get right with this. Well, he was probably, I'm like, how much do you think he, who saved who, is what I have to say.
I hope you're not asking me that. Okay, I do have a mom box. This isn't her real name, obviously, but this one really caught my eye. She goes by Amethyst, which is my,
That's her. That was her. Like, I'm going in the rap maker.
Yeah,
she's Amethyst. My name's Kathy, but I love Amethyst.
It's my son's online gaming name, and it because it's his birthstone. And
it's your son's.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So it caught my eye. Yeah, but it's his birthstone. So
can
Mother's
I tell
Day
you what Finn
hints.
Sweeney would never know
what
his birthstone is? He'd be like, what? Like, he would have no idea.
Well,
but he would just.
My son's very into rocks and minerals, though. So. What, too cool for you? Okay. Have you met me? Because I used to go every Thursday to Footprints in the Sand, which was a way to learn about dinosaurs and archaeology.
Every time we go to a city, she's like, ooh, there's a crystal shop. I'm like, I'm not going in there. How much for this rock? What am I, selenite? I can't say it without spitting. They're like, you got to get out of this story. Your energy's bad. I'm like,
yeah, you're clouding up all of our quartz over here, lady. Hit the skids, man. All right.
Hard case going down the road.
Yeah.
Hard K out.
Okay, so this one actually came in October 7th. I hope you're still with us listening, Amethyst. Okay.
We're the worst.
So I hope you hear this. Okay. Hi there. I just wanted to send you a quick message to let you know how much I love listening to your podcast. Today is day 19 that my 11-year-old daughter has been in the hospital battling anorexia. Oof. Bullying is a terrible thing. We will do a podcast on this sidebar one of these days. Okay. I've made many trips to and from the hospital and have been with her every day since she's been admitted. I've always loved listening to your podcast. You both helped me get through a lot of times when I had to be alone. You have been with me at night when she is sleeping and on long trips to and from the hospital to home. I'm not one to talk about my feelings and I keep a lot to myself. Even though this is the hardest thing I've ever been through, listening to your podcast has given me joy and even made me laugh. Thank you both so much for being my favorite distraction when everything around me seems out of my control.
Oh,
that's like
tough.
That's really
poignant.
It gets to our hearts. Honestly.
It does. And I think, first of all, we hope that your daughter is doing well and okay and is in
all
treatment
because
eating disorders are so tough.
Yeah.
And especially anorexia. It's so tough. And bullying sucks.
God,
and we will do a podcast about
that. We
got to
talk about this stuff. So.
I mean, I talked, nobody was bullied. I was an easy target, if you can't imagine.
You know what?
Bullying was
Everybody is.
I think that there are tough. I think just like anything, there's people that have like these kind of normal situations and then there's extreme cases. And I was somewhere kind of left of center of that, especially in middle school into my freshman year of high school. I also was, you know, battling my own shit with ADHD and all of those things that were new. Nobody even knew what it was.
Oh, well, but there's
but
no reason you should ever take any responsibility in that.
No. But I'm saying that like bullying is it's a tough thing. It feels isolating for the kid. It feels isolating for the parent.
And you're helpless as a parent
You feel so helpless, but everybody has experienced it. And there's nothing that makes you feel, as you know, more fucking furious than to think your kid is being picked on. There's nothing that will make you say or think the worst than when you know someone is picking on your kid. And I don't have to finish that sentence. We've just all been there. And I just want her to know that she's Amethyst. You're not alone. And also, if you need support outside of our lovely podcast, you should absolutely look into support groups. Because I find that the second you can say the words out loud, you'll find other people that will quietly go, oh my God, me too.
Me
and
too.
All you need is a couple me tours to get in there and to feel like you've got some people behind you, because you do.
And, you know, it means nothing, I'm sure. But I would say all the rock stars that I know, Kristen included, got heat for being different or being individuals at some point in their life.
Yeah.
It's like some of the best leaders in the world, they're either like dyslexic or like left-handed. There's something about them that like
makes them different.
Makes them different and will make them greater than average in one day. So our thoughts to you both, and thank you for listening. Those messages really do, even if they're 6 months after.
We're doing our best, you guys.
We're like, them.
My kid's behind on her vaccines. I'll be the first to admit.
Oh like, my
I had
God,
to do a,
mine
I had to do
too.
A Hail Mary Tdap.
I and did I was too, like, but you know what? We all did. I think it's COVID messed us up.
Really messed us up on so many levels. And also just, it feels like we're constantly chasing our asses, especially this time of year, which is so hard on everybody.
Oh,
so
God.
Everybody, give yourself a damn break.
Yep.
Take a minute.
Hang
hide
in
your car
there.
If you have to. Hide in your car. Thank you for listening to our podcast. And for all of you that came out to our shows, you have no idea how badass we feel after we look out and see all of you looking back at us. And we're like, this is the coolest shit we could be a part of ever. So.
Yeah. Stay in your lane, Post Malone. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I mean... Nope. Keep like stay with your fiance and leave Travis and Taylor.
Just cross the center line a little bit.
I think we podcasted, right?
Yes.
He didn't think he was good looking.
Sorry. Let's go back. I'm sorry. This should be off and it was supposed to be off. My dad. Always.
Dewey always calls
never
when
post,
we're podcasting.
We never podcast at the same time.
It's like you send out a podcast beacon for Dewey.
Well, because I think he's like this. I wonder if the ladies want to talk to me right now. And I'm like, nope, Dad, because if we talk, no. Nothing to contribute about Post Malone.
I bet
you'll
go,
think it's
I
a
like
letter.
A, you don't know who he is, Dad. I do too.
Oh, God.
I can totally see
that. Is that guy that we saw at the county fair in 97? Nope, Dad, it's sure not.
No.
Nope.